vision relieves me. When I am surrounded, your love carries.
Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. And what a great song to start out with, Hallelujah, Praise the Lord, because that's where we're at in Psalm 145. It's David's psalm of praise. It's called David's favorite. It's also called David's crown jewel of praise. And it comes from a heart that's been tested. Sometimes if we're not tested, we can't be trusted. David was tested in the Lord, and he remained true to God. And it's a psalm full of warmth, and it's a psalm full of sincerity, and it's really a model for us in our adoration for the Lord. So you can follow along in the overhead or with your Bibles, Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness, and I will shout joyfully for your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your godly ones shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and glory in the majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord sustains all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all who look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. Father, I pray that that would really be the theme of our hearts and our lives, to praise you and to glorify you and just sing of your goodness. Lord, that we would adore you, Lord, in all circumstances, in all situations. As David being tested, like, boy, no one has ever been tested except for you, Lord. But then he comes out praising you and glorifying you. Lord, let us do the same. And we thank you, God. Let us practice the very thing that we've just read now in praising you and adoring you through our worship. And Lord, be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
she is jealous for me.
He is jealous for me. His love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his winds and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so.
Within us. Lord, we're so grateful. We have so many reasons to praise you, Lord, and your love is just one of them. So God, we give back to you now.
God, I look to you. Give me
You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do.
Together and
Jesus. Lord, we declare that to you this morning, that we love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Your holiness.